Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Many gardeners and landscapers alike like to use the ornamental grasses. They're quite varied and many give us fall color. Let's take a look at a little bit. Ed Thralls joins us with a peanut butter challenge. What is that? We'll find out. And more that he has for us. And Jody says the pokeberry is a fun weed. We'll find out why. And we're waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400. Or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Kelly Velez is at the controls. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting a program from our home. So please join Kelly, Teresa, Ed, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. It is fall. Wow, nice to have it arrive. We have some colorful ornamental grasses in our landscape, too. Lots of residents like to have them as fairly carefree plants, but they do need some care, and we'll help you out and help you keep them in good shape. I also have a grass-like plant I like a lot. Surprisingly, it is in the asparagus family. Kind of neat, huh? Also, I have some fun stuff, too, like what is the worst garden pest nationally? I was surprised with this one. It's from a survey compiled by Gardens Alive. They're a mail-order company with horticultural products, and we'll talk about this survey in just a little bit. I have some other surveys, too, if we have time to get to them. probably won't, but if we do, what is the most popular tomato? It's kind of what I thought, and maybe you do too. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni, and I'm an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books, of course, are for those who love gardening. Mine are My Month's Gardening, Florida Getting Started Guide, and Teresa has her gardening companion. Just go up online, put her names in. I'm sure the books will pop up. Thanks for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. Probably the best thing to do is text us in the beginning at 23680, and we'll get to your phone calls a little bit later. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Then we've got a text message already in. We'll get to it. Don't worry. Hour number one, Ned Thralls joins us to help with lawn care, talks about a yellow tree in bloom, and he wants us to help with the peanut butter challenge. Does that mean Ed is eating lots of peanut butter? Well, he'll explain. Joni's messing around with weeds, and especially the pokeberry. In hour number two, Teresa's going to help us become strawberry producers. Her guest is Juanita Popino, our University of Florida multi-county fruit production extension agent in Lake County. Webpage is up for October. I'll just tell you to go there, take a look at my bananas. They were in the newspaper this morning also. And you can find out everything you need to know about gardening at betterlawns.com. And you can send us questions also. Right now, please join me in welcoming the people making the program totally possible today. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio. He'll be answering your phone calls. Teresa, Joni, and I are hosting this program from our homes. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. another nice Saturday, right? I think. I've got to give you my trash can report, first of all. Four trash cans full of weeds this week to turn into compost. I mean, the weeds are doing well. It's amazing.
They are.
Are they edible?
Some. Some of them are. The one thing I notice about this is once you start eating a weed, it disappears. That's the way it is. I had a pretty good week, sort of hot. And some rain for me. I hope all of our listeners are getting the rain that they need and not overly too much. But I'll tell you, it's starting to flood out some areas in my neighborhood. How about yours, Teresa and Kelly?
I always see the flooding at the end of the street where it piles up. And so, yeah, we're getting the amount of rain. But I was in Winter Haven over this week, and it's flooded in some areas there. You can just squish, squish, squish as you're walking through the lawn.
I know. Kelly, it's your house. Are you overly wet?
It's too much. It's way too much right now. Need to relax. Because we're on like a little dip, so the water tends to just sit for a little bit. So we're going to have to... Mother Nature, what's going on?
That can make it tough to grow plants sometimes. And you have to put in one of those rain gardens that Teresa talks about.
Right.
Plants can take a little bit of each, maybe. I don't know.
Well, it's not helping my tomatoes. That's what I can say.
Oh, no.
And my squash. We had a squash last night. I think we got the lone squash off of my plant. One little squash, we cut it up, put it in our salad, and I told everybody at the table, this may be our only squash. I don't know. Okay, here we go. What is the worst gardening pest that you can think of? I've got this from across the United States. This is from Gardens Alive, Horticulture Supply Company, mail order company, started in 1984, and you can go to their website at gardensalive.com. But the worst gardening pest, and this one surprised me, I'll be honest with you. Teresa, what do you think?
Well, if it's me in Florida, it's lubber grasshoppers. But if it's over the cold country, I would say tomato hornworms.
Okay. Mm. This surprised me. Across the whole country, it wasn't an insect. It wasn't a disease as such. It was birds.
Oh.
What?
Birds, yeah. Huh. And this was, I guess they go in, they say, here's what they say about it. Birds can peck through greens in search of bugs. They can peck on fruits. They spread small mites, bugs, and diseases into the garden. And I'll be honest with you, I think the birds spread that Spheropsis disease of holly trees into my trees. I really do. I think it was the robins and the cedar waxwings that spread it. Okay,
wow.
For Florida, what most people said. This was a survey of Google information and also 800 gardeners. And in Florida, it was mealybugs was number one. I could see that, I guess. In Maine, Jody's home state, it was the cabbage looper. And in my home state, it was the lacewing, green lacewing. So
yeah, I could see all of those.
Yeah. Some other ones were snakes, raccoons, earwigs, mice, things of that nature.
Huh.
Okay, so they changed the question just a little bit here, if I can get my page open. The most annoying garden pest, and they did that again for every state, and according to gardeners, the most annoying pests were small mammals, such as chipmunks, squirrels, rabbits, gophers. I guess moles have to be in there somewhere also. And
yeah.
That was the worst one. Again, for Florida, the most annoying pest was small insects. For Maine, it was small mammals, and for Maryland, small insects also. Okay, last one here that I'll worry everybody with. The worst disease in the U.S. What is the worst disease? This kind of surprised me, too, but I can see where it's coming from. What do you think?
I think fungal disease, rust.
Yeah, oh, well, you're getting close to it. And I think people just don't know what to call this, but they just said white mold, and I'm pretty sure they mean powdery mildew.
Oh, yeah, they do, yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
And in Florida, I don't know how this came up in Florida, but they said bacterial spot. I mean, how many gardeners know anything about bacteria and to call it bacteria spot? Might have called it leaf spot, but that's what came up.
Huh.
In Maine, it was apple scab. In Maryland, it was downy mildew.
Interesting.
I know. Neat little survey. Again, this is from Gardens Alive. Give them credit for putting all this time into this. It takes time to do these. So Horticultural Supply Company, through mail order, started in 1984, and you can just go to their site, gardensalive.com. Okay, let's get to another subject here. And Teresa, I know you like the ornamental grasses. I'm going to start off by prefacing this and saying I'm not a big ornamental grass fan, okay? I know I like some. I like the mully, however you want to pronounce it, pampas grass, fountain grass. And I know there's good use for sand cord grass and some of the others, but I just find they wear out after a while, and you have to renew them. What do you find, Teresa?
Well, I think they do wear out because we have so much rain. I think they kind of rot out, and they're kind of used to fire going through the natives, getting used to getting fire, and that kind of rejuvenates them. But I'm not a big fountain grass fan because people leave all the dead grass until like June. And so I don't necessarily am a big fountain grass, but I do have my favorites that you don't have to cut back at all. And one of my favorite right now is the Maiden Grass Adagio. And I will put a picture on our Facebook page of it. It is so elegant, does not need to be cut back, can take a little bit of moisture, so it can take a little bit of the mesic, almost shoreline soils, wet soils. And then I like Elliott's Lovegrass for dry areas. And we posted a few pictures of those last week on Facebook for our meadows page, for the wildflower meadows. And then, of course, Dwarf Fakahatchee is a good Florida native. And then lemongrass for edible landscapes.
So you like that feathery look of the Elliott's Lovegrass, don't you?
I do. I just think it's so cool looking. It's just kind of airy and ethereal, and it just looks lovely.
Yeah. Now, when you're putting these in, are they hard to establish?
No, not hard to establish. I mean, you want to make sure you give them the right moisture, and make sure they get rain if we don't have any rain. But like the Elliott's Lovegrass likes it dry, so this is a good time of the year to plant that. But the Adagio, the Maiden Grass, it's a breeze. It'll establish very quickly after about 3 weeks, and it's good to go on rainfall.
Yeah. Now, here's what I find. I don't know if you remember the planting of ornamental grasses on I-4 near SeaWorld. Anybody's traveled down there to the the Universal, I'm sorry, Universal, turn off
yeah.
Universal. Anybody's traveled down there, seen all these ornamental grasses. They lasted about 10 years, and that was it. They're gone.
Yeah, they're perennial. I wouldn't say that they're, you know, forever.
Yeah, and what happens to them, I find, is that they tend to die out in the center, and then you have this clump of other grass portions around them. And it just needs renewal. And it's not like a shrub's. Well, a lot of shrubs only last 10, 15 years also. But I just find they're more work than I'm interested in doing. I don't know. A little fertilizer, pruning once a year maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, pruning, definitely need to prune back, especially if you've got the dead portions of the blades. You definitely want to cut them back in February by the latest. I just hate seeing it in June and July. Just trying to get through. And you've got the new grass coming or the new blades coming up, and then the old blades that are dead are there. It just looks messy.
Yeah. The one substitute that I like, I don't know where you use this. I have a number of them in my landscape, Lamandra. And I have one called Breeze, but I have others also. Not a true grass, looks like a grass, grows very easily, don't have to prune it, and it's an asparagus family. I like that.
I love it. I think it's a great choice. It's from Australia, and I remember when they brought it in. I just think it's a great plant, if you can find it.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's a little hard to find. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break right now because Ed Thralls is waiting in the wings. And Ed is taking the peanut butter challenge. Now, I don't know what that means. He has to eat a bunch of peanuts like a hot dog challenge or what. So we're going to find out from Ed what he's doing there. Also, you can text us. I have a number of text questions already in. Why not yours also? 23680, and we'll get phone calls in a little bit. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Drivers, have you ever thought, I'm only going 10 miles per hour over the speed limit? We all have, but did you know that 10 miles an hour makes a huge difference in reaction and braking time? The driver going 35 miles per hour only needs 250 feet to stop for a pedestrian in a crosswalk. But the driver going 45 miles per hour will travel an additional 110 feet in only a half a second. You may be able to afford the speeding ticket, but a pedestrian may pay the price. Alert today. Alive tomorrow.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
And good morning, and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. Sun is just coming up at this point in time. We have short days right now. Do you realize that? And this is the time when poinsettias initiate their flowering process. Holiday cactus, Christmas cactus, Thanksgiving cactus, Calanchoes, and mums. They all like the short days. In reverse, the crepe myrtles don't flower in the short days. They flower in the long days, so they'll stop flowering for you. Teresa, I got a couple of questions here, and we'll get to Ed real quick in a minute. Says, sure. I have a Myers lemon tree that is about 6 feet tall. I've moved it about three times. Did not flower this year. What can I do? What do you think?
I think stop moving it.
That's for a tree that know where it could be.
Because every time you change it or you move it around, it has to put all that energy into root, securing its root base. And so, it just needs to, I would just make sure you just leave it and let it be and then fertilize it.
Yeah, give it normal care. Fertilize it three times a year, once in March, May, August, and early October. Keep it moist and sit back and just wait.
That's it.
Being patient is tough for gardeners. Okay, one more right here. Let's see. It says, good morning. When is the right time to fertilize my lawn? I'm going to give my permission to fertilize right now. What do you think?
I think so. This is a great time to do it.
Yeah, there you go. And they have one about best annuals. Maybe we'll get to that one later. Or they can get up on our website, betterlawns.com, and they'll have the best annuals and what to plant at this time of the year. So get up on the website, betterlawns.com. Let's get Ed in. What do you say? Our good friend Ed Thralls is waiting in the wings in the garden. Ed Thralls, University of Florida, an Orange County residential horticulturist at the Orange County Extension Center. And it sounds like to me that Ed is going to be eating lots of peanut butter. He's taking the peanut butter challenge. Ed, is it kind of like eating hot dogs?
I don't know, Tom. I didn't realize that was the kind of challenge I was getting into.
Yeah, they're going to line up about five of your people and see how many peanut butter sandwiches you can eat in a minute.
Well, I could probably do damage to at least one, but I do like peanut butter, so that wouldn't be much of a problem. I just don't think I'd be the champion.
There you go. Neither. I'd be all stuck up. So what is this all about, Ed?
Well, the peanut butter challenge was started by county extension offices in the northwest Florida, up in the Panhandle, back in 2012, as a way of giving food to food pantries in that area. But recently, it has gone statewide, and because of the way the Floridians supported the neighbors in the Panhandle County hit by another hurricane, and we just had Sally not too long ago. And right. It drenched the area with weeks ahead of the planned annual event, and they flooded out a lot of the peanut fields. We grow a lot of peanuts
really?
In Florida. Yeah. So the reason they picked peanut butter, it's a very nutritious, stable, shelf-stable element that'll last a long time in the cupboard. And an example, in 2017, there was $154 million in the state economy contributed by this crop growing of peanuts in Florida. So it's a pretty big thing up there.
Yeah. So what do people do? How do they get involved?
Well, they get involved starting October the 1st, which was already passed, and running through November 25th. That's the Thursday before or the day before Thanksgiving. Communities are invited to bring unopened peanut butter jars to the local county extension office. And there is a county extension office in all 67 counties of Florida. And at the conclusion of the event, the jars will be tallied up, all the ounces will be weighed, and of course some folks will get bragging rights, but the Peanut Alliance will match what we actually raise and provide that to food pantries.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's terrific. And we've been matched up with a county in the Panhandle, and due to COVID-19, we really can't send our peanut butter there. It'll go to our local food bank, but the match will go to that county. And we have a contactless box sitting outside our office door Monday through Friday where people can drop the peanut butter off.
Yeah, Teresa?
That was what I was going to ask. Did people just drive up into Orange County's circular driveway and just drop it off?
Yes, they do. And if they notice at the front of the road when they got it, there's a little sign out there. It has an arrow on it showing you for the peanut butter drop.
Very good. Hey, Teresa, you were just over to the Extension Gardens and visited with Ed a little bit, right?
I did. And they have the Exploration Gardens. I was there for the wildflower webinar and, wildflower class. And I was so excited to see the gardens change from where we used to when we first started it back when the building was first put in. It is amazing, Ed. You've done a tremendous job. And you do have bragging rights on your vegetable garden. I give you all kudos. It was amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. Proud of that.
Is the garden kind of wet or what?
A garden is a little bit wet. You remember, Tom, when you were here, they compacted that back field for some reason, and they loosened the soil, and then they compacted again. So we do work with compacted soils here, but we can still grow quite a few crops, and we're using raised beds for a lot of them. But we have an in-ground garden as well. So if you're having difficulties growing vegetables in Florida, come out and talk to us and take a look at what we're doing, and maybe we can give you some hints to improve your skills.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come out because I got one puny squash the other day, and that was it.
We harvested about a dozen squash the other day, Tom. Right. Come on down.
I don't want to hear it. Okay. Hey, listen, I'm seeing, now not everybody's seeing this, but throughout much of Central Florida and probably a little south and a little north also, people are seeing a yellow tree. Tell us about it.
Yeah, there's a yellow flowering tree in the landscape just about every neighborhood I go into, and I'm starting to get a few phone calls about it. Some people are new to the area and don't know what it is, but it happens to be the golden rain tree. And there's some folks who think the golden rain tree is an invasive species. There's a variety, or I should say a species, of tree that looks similar to the golden rain tree that is somewhat invasive. But the golden rain tree itself is still available on the market, and you can put it in the yard. And this time of year, those flowers start to fall off, and you get a nice yellow, blanket on the ground underneath the golden rain trees. So, it's a terrific small tree. It would be a roadside tree, a tree for a parking lot, but it does grow very well here.
I'm so glad to hear that, Ed, because I've always been told it's invasive and we shouldn't plant it. So I think it's lovely. It's a great fall color when the bracts turn that pinkish brown. Mm-hmm. And it's just a tremendous tree. I love it.
Yeah, I cannot pronounce all the scientific name of it, but the species bipinnata is the one that is not the invasive variety or the invasive species.
Right, so anybody finding them in a nursery will know that they're getting the right one.
Yeah, if they had been put on the list where they were invasive, you probably couldn't buy them in a nursery at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to find, actually. Hey, they get a special bug, right?
They do get a special bug, and they will be showing up pretty soon because these yellow flowers, once they fall off, they get replaced by some pink seed pods up in the tree. They look like leaves, but they're very pink, so you'll get a change of color here very shortly. And those have two little seeds in them, and those seeds will drop to the ground, and you'll have a lot of golden rain tree seedlings starting to grow up. And then you'll see, if you haven't seen them already, the golden rain tree bug. And the golden rain tree bug, it's with us all year round, it's just we don't notice it because of the numbers of them that show up once those seeds start to show up. So called a Jibdera bug or a shouldered bug or a soapberry bug, and it looks very similar to some other insects that we worked with up north. Trying to remember the box elder bug, cotton stainer. But they're all in the same family, so yeah, they kind of look alike. But these also stain. If you were happen to squash them or step on them and then step on your carpet, you're probably going to have a stain in the house. But they don't be concerned about these bugs. They're really good at cleaning up the golden rain tree seeds. They will be walking around in the hundreds, and they do look pretty ominous when they're crawling across your plants. But they're not going to damage any of your plants, so there's really no recommendation for a pest control other than maybe taking a vacuum and vacuum them up, or possibly taking some kind of a broom or a rake and moving them around when they do get on your other plants.
I remember when I was at Extension, we used to get calls that they were on the side of the house. And then these black, I had these black and red bugs on the side of my house. And there's so many of them. And people get panicked when they see that many bugs, but they don't do anything. And so just wash them off with a hose and let them go. They'll be gone in a few weeks.
Yeah, they'll be gone in a few weeks. Once the seeds are under control, they'll go back up into the, actually, they live up in the tree. And they go through a process similar to hibernation. It's called diapause, where the respiration stops or slows down so much that they just spend months and months and months up in the tree doing nothing, waiting for the flowers to show up again and new seeds.
Yep. One of our University of Florida researchers at the Apopka Research Center studied this bug for a whole year or more, and it came up with all the information on it, which is really kind of neat. And we're going to run out of time here real quick, but talk to us real quick about fertilizing the lawn right now.
Okay, it is time to fertilize the lawn. Don't pass it up. Most of the counties that have fertilizer bans, the lawns are starving coming out of summer. And you want to get fertilizer done in October so you don't have new growth going into wintertime where you might get some cold damage to your lawn. So don't pass it up. Get the fertilizer that's labeled for your lawn. If you use a weed and feed drop product, that's really important because the weed product, the herbicide that's in there, may be harmful to your lawn if it's not specific to your lawn. So make sure that's done. And I like to use a 15-0-15 to fertilize my lawn and treat the weeds separately with herbicides to make sure I'm getting them under control.
Yeah, I like to use what's on sale. well, no, 15-0-15 is a great product. Classes, what you got?
Well, I got cool season vegetable gardening class today. Next week, tropical fruit in the home landscape. Microgreens are coming up. That seems to be getting pretty popular with some homeowners. Palms for Central Florida before the next time we meet, as well as wildflower gardening. So all presentations are virtual at this time, so you have to register online to attend. And the site is gardenflorida.eventbrite.com.
Very good. Ed, thank you very much, as always. We appreciate you being with us and bringing us up to date on things that we need to know.
Okay, Tom, have a great weekend, and don't forget your umbrella this afternoon.
Yeah.
I know, it's going to rain again. Okay, Ed.
Bye, Ed. Care. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Teresa. Bye, Tom.
We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, hey, we got Joni's Corner. She's going to be talking about a fun weed called the pokeweed, so we'll find out what that's about. By the way, if you want to register for Ed's course there, it's gardenflorida.eventbrite.com, and you can go ahead. If you want to text us, 23680, and we'll be back with Joni's Corner. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. The system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business.
Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Is there someone you've been unwilling to forgive? Unwillingness to forgive is unwillingness to give control to God. I realize sometimes you can't forgive people in your own strength. The hurt is too deep. That's when we ask God to help us do what we cannot do. Leave the getting even up to God. How do you know when forgiveness is complete? For me, it's when I'm able to see that person without having a knot in the pit of my stomach. There's no sense of bitterness or resentment, just acceptance. Does that mean you have to trust them? No, but you choose to love them. God performs a miracle when we ask His help on forgiving others. And remember, Jesus is our ultimate example. While our sins murdered Him on the cross, He said, "Father, forgive them." If Jesus can forgive us, then through His power, we can forgive others who have wronged us. Ask God to help you on this today. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Always appreciate having Ed Thralls with us, and he brings us such great information, especially on the golden rain tree today and the bugs that get on it. It really bothers people when they see them, but not all bugs are that bad, I'll be honest with you. I do have an announcement here from Peterson Nursery in Lakeland, and they have a growing citrus successful seminar today starting at 9:30. So if you want to know about citrus, we've kind of laid back from growing citrus or planting them. But now might be your time. So it's Peterson Nursery, Lakeland, Florida, 9:30. If you're in the area down there, you know where it is. And go out and see Hallie and Karen and everyone, okay? Right now, let's get Joni in. What do you say? It's time for Joni's Corner. I want to find out about this poke salad Annie weed. maybe I'll break into the tune later on. No promises.
Okay, now, dear?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's something a little way off the wall. Have you ever seen a plant called a pokeweed or a pokeberry? Some people may call it very nuisance weed, and others may call it nice to have around. I was one who used to think it was a big, bad weed, and I was very close to chopping down one down that appeared in our yard. Pokeberry has large leaves, and this time of the year has large clusters of white flowers and berries at the same time. It's actually quite pretty, and some people do grow them as ornamental plants. Pokeweed holds itself in the ground with a large white taproot, and the plant itself can grow as tall as 10 feet tall. When it matures, it will develop clusters of white flowers in the early summer and continue into the fall, adding clusters of purple to almost black berries. If you want to attract some songbirds like the cardinals, catbirds, brown thrashes to the mockingbirds, this is a plant you might like to add to your landscape. Pokeweed is usually found in fields of wastelands, and you may find as a surprise to your own backyard as we did. They will grow well in sunny or shady places, and its berries are spread by berry-eating birds. Important, You know, the seeds, roots, berries, leaves of the pokeweed are highly toxic. But some people do use the berries in cooking in other ways. But I do not suggest you do that. Okay?
Johnny's too scared.
Yes.
I want a pokeberry pie.
Well, now back to the reason. I like to new addition to our yard. It is the berries and not to eat them. But for the bright fuchsia dye the berries produce, the ink or dye was once used by early Americans to dry clothes. I have used the dye from the berries to paint greeting cards. Have an idea?
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun, and the color can be shaded by adding a little water and will last a long time. If you're kind of crafty, you probably can think of other ways to use pokeweed dye.
Good. Thank you, Joni.
And
a little bit of follow-up on that was that during the Civil War, evidently the pokeberry was used as ink, and there's some of the letters that the Civil War soldiers wrote home are still in existence, and they were written with that pokeberry.
Wow.
Which is kind of neat.
That's cool.
It's
interesting how much it's been used, really.
Yeah, inkberry is another name for it. And that's what people used to use it for. It's kind of neat.
Wow.
You know, we find them popping up. Teresa, you're in a little more city area than we are, but we'll find them popping up in our plants. I mean, I guess the birds come in and excrete the seeds, and there they are.
Yeah, I haven't seen any on our street, but I do see it when I go into Lake County on the side of the roads and in some neighborhoods where it's a little bit more rural.
Yeah, so... they're out there if you want to play with them. And poke salad, I have eaten poke salad, and that's the young shoots. And I took a Living Off the Land course one time with Tony Jensen, who passed away many years ago. But he had it cooked up. You have to cook it. You have to get the oxalic acid out of it. And it kind of tastes like a weak spinach or something of that nature. Tell you what, it's time to take a break. It's time for you to give us a call if you want to get your question in. I've got tons of text messages, but we'd love to talk to you in person. Number here is 407-916-5400. Now's the time. 407-916-5400. Wake Kelly up in the studio there.
You're in trouble, I think.
We'll be back. I'm Tom McCullough. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm Laurel Lee, Florida's Secretary of State. Our state and nation depend on voters who are well-informed. Learning about candidates and issues is extremely important. But beware of misinformation that may seem true, but comes from false or misleading reports seeking to polarize voters. Don't believe everything you read or hear. If something doesn't seem right, seek trusted sources and verify the facts. Visit FloridaElection2020.gov and see how we're protecting you and your vote.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everything's delicious. They should try it, is a comment from one of our listeners here. They're talking about the pokeweed, I guess. And obviously, they're still alive. So anyway, I don't know. What do you think, Teresa?
They're a brave soul.
They certainly are. But I understand the berries can be used, probably not the seeds, but the juice to make a pie. I'm not interested. Hey, there's a lot of things going on. Coming up in Nearling Gardens, locally, Mead Botanical Gardens. I have events. Nearling has an owl prowl on the 24th and Biodiversity Day and Native Plant Sale over at Mead Botanical Gardens on the 17th. What I suggest you do is just lots of things going on. If you have a botanical garden near you, I'm sure they're happening there too. Get up on their website. Put the botanical garden in a search engine, and I think you should be able to find out all the information you need. But we're happy to promote some of the things. If you want to email it to us, you can do that. Get up on our webpage and email us what your event is, and we'd be happy to do what we can to promote it. Teresa, we got a phone call?
We do. We have Mike in Venice. Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Mike, are you there?
Hello, Mike.
Okay, Mike? Well, let's go to Skip in Oviedo. Good morning, Skip.
Hello, Skip. We must be having trouble getting him up onto the air with us.
There we go. Kelly, can you help?
Okay.
He's up. I'm not sure. He must have dropped off.
Okay. Where they are. Well, and Skip is gone, too. I tell you what, while we... Kelly, check and make sure they're there. Let's answer this question here. Teresa says, is it too late in the season to trim back my leggy hibiscus?
I would say so. It just depends on how leggy it is. If it's one or two and they're outside the shrub, you know, by a long measure, then you can cut those back. But I would not give it a pruning all over the shrub.
Yeah, you're probably going to lose all those great flowers that are still there. Hibiscus are blooming pretty good, the ones I see anyway.
Yeah.
So I would go ahead and, like you say, if it's out of bounds or something like that, trim it. Because Mother Nature, at least in much of Florida, may do the trimming for you come around January or February.
And if they have new leaves coming out, they're going to be more susceptible to the cold. They're not going to be as hardened off. So
yeah,
it's getting a little late.
You can do the major pruning if needed later on. So how are the phone calls? Did we make contact with some of these?
We have Mike back on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Let's try again.
Okay, there you go, Mike. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. Tom, earlier in the show, you talked about pulling some weeds and getting a couple buckets full, putting them in the compost pile.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you eventually take that compost pile and you introduce it back to your landscape, are the weeds going back, or how does that work?
Well, the compost pile hopefully is going to heat up, and compost piles get up to about 140 degrees. And over the period of time, that should take care of the weed seeds. I can't tell you every weed seed's going to disappear, but most of them are going to rot away. The big problem we have with weed seeds and compost piles is if you gather the compost from around the edges where it doesn't heat up, that means that you probably should be turning the pile and making sure everything gets nice and warm and hot, and then you won't have a problem. I don't have any problem with it, to be honest with you.
There you go.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And we have Skip in Oviedo. Good morning, okay. Skip.
Good morning, Skip.
Good morning.
We got about a minute. Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
we can.
How can we help you, Skip? We got you.
Okay, great. I've got 5 tomato plants that I put in late August. They're all healthy, and they all have flowers, but I only have one tomato that has set. Is it because it's been so hot?
Yes. We just have to be patient. I've got the same situation. Teresa, I don't know, have you got tomatoes yet?
I've got a couple, and they're small, but I have one tomato that split already, so I've had a few.
Oh, wow. Skip, it's just a time right now when they'll start setting. As soon as we get temperatures to stay below 90 degrees, and we're hitting those right about now, we'll start setting more flower buds. But otherwise, it's just been too hot for tomatoes. So just keep your plants growing. That's what I'm doing. That's what Teresa's doing. And you'll be getting some production. Yes, we just have to hope that we can protect them if necessary from the cold because, you know, middle of December is the average first frost for Central Florida anyway.
Right. Okay, well, I appreciate the reassurance. Thank you.
Okay,
Thank you,
you have a great gardening day. Any more? Or am I?
No, that's it. We can go to text real quick if we have time. If not, We'll take them the next hour.
Yeah, we've got enough time here for at least one or two. Just planted carrots and cabbage from seeds. Carrots are really close together. Do I really need to thin them out in a few weeks? Depends on how close they are, I would think. You're probably going to need to thin them out. What people do is they'll harvest very thin little carrots, and they'll put them in the salads, and that's how they space them out. Teresa, have you done that?
I have done that, and the little wee ones are so cute, and, you know, you grew them yourself. And so, yeah, I like doing that.
Yep. Here's another one. I have a pineapple that popped up on my plant that's 3 years old. How do I know when to harvest it? When do you harvest a pineapple?
It's when it's yellow. So you want to grab it before something else does because they do get munched on by little critters. So I would take it and bring it in the house if it's starting to turn yellow and, you know, it'll ripen within a few days.
Otherwise, you got to protect that devil. I'll tell you, don't leave it in the garden. I've had that experience. Anyway, thanks everybody for being with us for hour number one. Juanita Papineau is going to be with us next hour. Teresa's got her signed up for strawberries, and that's going to be kind of interesting. She's on the road right now, and we'll, of course, want your questions. You can text me right now, 23680, or keep our number handy, 407-916-5400, and you can call and become part of the program. So we'll be back with hour number two. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, an Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.